That's where the term Black Friday comes from. It's the day after Thanksgiving, and it's a massive shopping day in the US, so much so that retail stores and chains are hoping that's the day that puts them in the black for the year. As this Black Friday approaches, US consumer confidence is up, according to recent polls. That could mean people are more optimistic about the economy. Something else may fuel their spending.
With Thanksgiving around the corner, retailers are gearing up for a battle. And here's why. Stores can make up to 40% of their annual profits in just the last 6 weeks of the year. But there's a problem these days. The shopping holiday season isn't what it once was. In 2004, sales grew nearly 7%. In 2013, the sales increase was less than half that. This year, retailers have a little bit of a unique opportunity. Low gas prices. People have a little extra spending money. So, with billions of dollars at stake, here are a few strategies that brick-and-mortar stores are using to get a piece of the action. One, retailers are rolling out promotions early. More people are shopping in November, before Black Friday. So names like Target are promoting pre-Black Friday sales, and Kmart and Radio Shack are opening stores on Thanksgiving morning. Two, minimize wait times. Stores are increasing staff and mobile checkouts. Fact is, shoppers are more valuable than ever before, so stores are really working hard to keep them happy. Three, focus on online sales. Researcher NPD Group says 60% of consumers plan to shop online this year, so expect more special online and mobile deals and fewer shipping fees. But at the end of the day, these tactics can only go so far. Ultimately, what people spend and where they spend it comes down to a feeling. How they feel about their job, the economy, and how much money is in their pocket. In New York, I'm Christina Alessi.
The Bronze Star is a U.S. military award for heroism, and one man who earned it is Captain Derek Herrera. After he was hit by a sniper's bullet during a patrol in Afghanistan, he helped save the life of a fellow Marine and continued to direct his team during a firefight. His perseverance, helping him stand to receive his award, is today's study in character.
What makes Marine Special Operations Captain Derek Herrera a hero is not just his actions on the battlefield.
We're on the rooftop observing some suspicious activity in the valley to our north.
It was just after sunrise, June 14th, 2012. He was leading a patrol in Afghanistan's Helmand province.